No, you can leave, leave it open.
Oh, okay.
It's an open meeting.
It's just, no, no, I, yeah, it's just the AC.
No, 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 yeah, you gotta let the people know, that way they can come in.
Meeting in order, in Orange Cove, City Council, special meeting, July 19th, 2023, 5 PM. Madam Clerk, the roll call, please.
Mayor Diana Silva, absent. Mayor Pro Tem Gilbert Garcia.
Present.
Councilmember Chelsea Cervantes.
Present.
Councilmember Hope Rodriguez.
Present.
Councilmember Maria Vasio, absent.
We have a quorum to make to do business. We're gonna do the invocation. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. Pray that you would help us, Lord, to make the right decisions for our city today, Lord, and pray for that you would touch the two council members who are not here today, Lord God. We thank you for everything what you're gonna do, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And let the minutes reflect, Councilmember Vasquez.
Okay.
Maria Vasquez.
Present.
Okay, we have confirmation of the agenda. Any changes?
And we're gonna go to Dora now, so any changes?
On the agenda, no.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. So we have on consent, we have items, item 3A, resolution number 2023-33, approving the contract between the City of Orange Cove and the Fresno Madera Agency on Aging for fiscal year 2023-2024. And that is by Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yes.
Well,
so
these are consent. So these you just pass them and vote.
Okay.
Unless you want to pull
any. Okay. Unless you want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, anybody want to talk about these items?
No.
No? Okay. Item 3B, resolution number 2023-35, approving resolution number 2023-35. Oh, I can just do the whole thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the, I'll
all
have.
The items under consent can be passed in one motion
okay.
If that's what the council wishes.
Okay. All right. So I need a motion to approve the consent as presented.
I'm going to make a motion to approve as presented.
Okay.
I would make sure that there's no one in the public that wants to pull any items for discussion.
Okay. Anybody in the audience want to pull or like to comment on any of the items? No? Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Councilwoman Cervantes, second by Councilwoman Rodriguez. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. All right. Okay, regular business, subject 4A. Approval for resolution number 2023-34 to approve the resolution for participating in the Fresno County Urban Community Development Block Grant Program. And that is for our city manager.
Yes, and thank you. So on Friday, I got an email, this one right here, and it says, thank you for the update, Mr. Parra. The 20th date below is our absolute, well, let me go back further. This was on the 13th. I spoke about an hour ago at Yvette and mentioned the Orange Cove would like to join the joint powers agreement for CDBG, home, and ESG. We are 95% of the way complete with Board of Supervisors process and the JPA, but there's a smidgen of time yet to get you included in our 2024-2025. I need both of these no later than 7:20, but the earlier the better. And that's the resolutions you have in front of you. And what that will do, it will take us from us applying for our own home grant, CDBG, and so forth. We'll go in the county. The county has a bigger arm than we do, so they're going to get a bigger pot. Therefore, our pot is bigger. And then when we go for that project we're trying to do with the Housing Authority, to have the three-story building with the two senior and then commercial on the bottom, they called me and said, if you go in that one, they have bigger pots of money that we can commingle. And we're talking millions of dollars to get that project going. So they're hoping to do that project with us, and they're trying to find funding. So in order to do that, though, we have to get this. We literally got to email to them tonight by 6?
6 p.m. tonight.
Get a PDF. So we're good. But that's the item in front of you.
Okay.
And that's what's going to happen with this project. So, and that's the reason for a special meeting.
Okay.
You know, because of the time frame, it'll be time.
Okay. Is there any comment from the public? Anybody from the public want to make a comment on that item? Any? Can I tell so? No. Okay. I need a motion to approve this resolution.
I'm going to make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Councilwoman Cervantes, seconded by Councilwoman Rodriguez. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Anybody from the public have any, at this time, any member of the public may address the City Council regarding any item over which the Council has jurisdiction. No action or discussion will be taken on any item not on the agenda. Issues raised will be referred to the City Manager for review. Members of the public shall limit their remarks to 3 minutes. Anybody from the public have comments?
Mayor Pro Tem, Council, Mario Villarreal, 761 11th Street, Orange Cove, California. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for the welcoming support from my son, Gilbert, council members, all city staff. Everybody reached out. It's been a little bit over a month, and my wife's doing good. We've had so much support, and we know our son's with the Lord now. So then I'm going to move a little bit towards business. I've been having some time, and I read a lot of stuff on the internet, and there's a lot of stuff out there, and I want to know the community supports you guys. You guys are doing an awesome job. My family, we own several houses in Orange Cove. Our extended family own a lot of businesses and homes, and we support you guys. So you guys keep up the good work you guys are doing, and I know for a fact, we're going to move forward, and we'll support you guys in any way you guys want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And on behalf of us, and my family, you know, I know. I'm a dad too, you know. I know how that is, and losing a child and the way you lost your son. But, you know, yeah, he is. He's resting now. Yeah. And, you know, that's the assurance that we have that one day we will see, you know. And, but yeah, you have our support.
Thank you.
You know, I'll always be here. You need to talk or anything, and I'm here, so.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate that too, that, you know, that as a council, you know, I know we've heard negative comment out there in the community, especially on Facebook. I don't have Facebook, so, you know, I don't. But thank you for those kind words. I really appreciate that. It means a lot to us. And thank you. Anybody else from the public have a comment or would like to address the City Council? No? Okay. Anybody from the council want to comment or anything?
I would just like to say we had a conference in New York, and it was terrible coming back. It took us from Friday to get here back home to Sunday, 12:30 midnight. We were deplaned, cancellations. It was terrible.
Wow. And I'm sure you're back to be in California, right?
Absolutely.
The councils were really great. I did like the classes. They were really interesting. I learned a lot from them, and a lot of interesting speakers came, and I really liked that the Homeland Security came, and they talked about the children, you know, about the border, about stuff getting done. I think that the people that are going to run for 2024, the presidents that are wanting to step up, they're going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's really nice. There's a lot of people. Sold out.
That's good. I mean, you know, you learn when you go to conferences and you make contacts. And I mean, unfortunately, you ran into, you know, the weather and
mechanical problems.
On top of that too,
and
right?
The next meeting is in Las Vegas. I like when they did the impression of Elvis Presley. And
for that one, you could drive, right? You don't have to worry about planes.
45 minutes.
Yeah. I'm glad you're back home.
I mean, so sorry if our community thought that we were just lack of quorum. It wasn't a lack of quorum. We were just out on business to represent our community. I'm sorry if you guys got that vibe. I mean, I was stranded, and I'm still to the point. I'm still feeling it, and you know, I'm sorry. We just had to go out on business, you know.
I mean, I understand that, you know, I do. Unfortunately, There's a lot of negativeness out there right now. It's unfortunate that they're using that platform to do that when there's a lot of good things in the community going on. I don't see anything being posted about the $2 million grant that the city received for the police department. You know, I don't see that out there, but I do see other stuff that's out there, you know, and it's sad that they use that as a negative way to get their point across. And hopefully they'll change, you know. That's all I have to say, but there's a lot of good things going on. A lot of good things in the community going on. A lot of good projects that are coming up. You know, and it's, you know, like I said, Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes a while for that to happen. You know, how long have we been in office? What, 6 months, 7 months? So, yeah. I mean, that's all I have to say.
If I could, I don't have comments on that, but the attorney said I could say something. Yeah. So I just want to let you know for sure that the park out there, a couple of weeks it'll be starting to be done. We are already pre-designed for the Sheridan Park, and that one will come in front of you with different options. So we'll get that to you a couple months, 2 months. And then from there, after that, if we approve that, then we'll plan, and then we go out for bid. So again, like you said, it doesn't get built overnight. There's certain rules we got to follow. And we're following those. So, and as far as the word, it was quorum, it got changed to business. I'll take that because I had a consultant, I won't say her name, but she's a consultant for us, and that's the wording that was used, and I'll take on that one. But again, when it got changed to business, and we put that out there, and it would have been nice for them to at least acknowledge the correction. And then going forward, the reason tonight's meeting, like I mentioned earlier, was we have to have that signed document by 6 o'clock tonight, and we got that after on the 14th. And with that said, we have no action business at all. We front-loaded when we did. We saw Allie up there 6 times that one night. I think I did 3 and Darrow did 1. So we've taken care of all the action items. So like I said, we're in the process of getting it done. And for that, we don't even have a meeting. So again, next week, for lack of business, there will be no meeting, if you're okay with that. Otherwise, we can meet just to meet. That's all up to you.
I mean, if there's no business, I mean, why should we meet, right? I mean, honestly, we're just going to waste power, waste electricity, you know? Come on.
Yeah, we are doing business every day, but again, actionable item, reportable item. We'll have a big one for you in August. We'll have a couple of pins, correct? In August, with the sergeants and so forth. So we'll have a presentation from ATP, which is COG. Those are things that we're going to get done here. So we got some good stuff coming up. So that's it. Thank you.
And I mean, like I said, you know, and I'm not making excuses for anybody, but I mean, there's things that are being done. You know? And I appreciate the hard work from the city staff, for you, Dan, Dario, Allie, you know. Allie's helping us get it, you know, in the budget squared away, you know, and I like that, and I appreciate that, you know, your hard work. It's really paying off, it is, and I appreciate that.
And to let you know, at 6 months, you've never had this before, we're going to do it for you. We give you a 6 budget, mid-year budget update, and let you know we're doing good or we're not, and we need to make adjustments. Instead of just waiting till the end of the year and say, hey, if it was bad and we let it keep getting worse, and now it's going to be a bad budget, we can address those issues. So we're going to bring that to you so that you can know how we're doing this in between, not once a year.
And I know that the measure all that we're trying to get passed, you know, it's going to be important. It's going to be an important measure, you know, for us to pass that. It's not anything new. It's just going to continue what we already have now. So, but we need to get the word out for it to pass. That's important for our public safety.
Yeah,
I want to work hard, and I know the rest of the council here is going to work hard, you know.
Yes,
we are. We're going to work hard along with the police and the fire department, you know.
Yeah, we're all going to work in this, and I'll let you know that if it didn't pass, you know, we have to let those 2 officers and restrict them purchasing equipment. So.
We don't want to do that.
We can't afford that. But I know that people will come through. Our people will come through. I know that. Any further business? No.